I got to drive Juan Carlos back over to Home Depot. So
okay.
I not only have a car now.
Do you want to pull him back? Does he want
to
talk?
Can we say bye to him?
Do you need to go get the car ready?
I feel like I really enjoyed my time with him and not so much with you. But
do you want to go warm up the car Juan Carlos?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Honestly, there's a little
tension. Really like
just go warm up the car. I'm going.
There's a little tension between you and Adam. I think it would be good if we got Juan Carlos here.
You.
All right, okay. See you, dude. Sorry about that, Adam. I mean, you know how
it's fine,
is,
dude. Man. I know how he can be. Juan Carlos, anyway, I just want to thank you for your strength today. We
what
didn't say
are
thank you.
What are you so mad about on your show?
I think this is actually
why
good
are you
exercise.
Mad today? Is it because you're gay?
Juan Carlos, first of all.
Is it because you saw your dad's dick?
No, that was just a joke we were doing on our podcast.
But what are you mad about? Let's talk about it. I admitted to being raped by Bryan Singer on the show, and you won't talk about.
I think this is actually like.
You said we talk about your personal life.
This is like an incredible like therapeutic.
We have to
like,
talk about my personal life.
This is the only way Nick can relate emotionally is through his characters. Yeah. I am sorry if I hurt you.
Yeah, he can be like, this is the way he can empathize. He can figure out the concept of empathy.
I call you those words. I treat you like bitch mom, but I respect and love you.
Yeah, it's called being an actor, fellas. It's called.
Well, Molestrius, thank you for telling me how much you appreciate me and how much you value our friendship.
Shut up.
And
you
shut
up.
No, Molestrius,
I was kidding.
I thought we were making progress.
Shut up, kidding, bitch Adam.
God, Molestrius.
Shut up to the bug, faggot.
Gio's here too.
Yes, Adam is a fucking gay motherfucker.
I'm going to tell your mother. All right,
let's watch the racial slurs and the homophobic slurs on the show, please. It's we've gone too far, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
And you know who
guys,
I blame?
Me.
That's right. That's 100% right. All it's right. Always your fault. But really, though, we're gonna have to have a long talk about your little temper tantrums and storm cloud pouty sessions on the world's greatest podcast.
Because that's right.
If you think I'm gonna tolerate emotional volatility from my employees. You're out of your fucking mind. What do you think this is, Starbucks?
I don't work for you.
This is Cumtown Incorporated.
The LLC, little cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that ought to do it.
Yeah, probably.
When let's plug the shows. What is this? Primo?
Tomorrow night. So this is coming out Sunday, Monday night. Last Funny Moms of the Year.
Big lineup.
Until
we
we're
got
off
Colonel
for over a
Bustard.
Month.
We got
Colonel Buster.
Colonel Buster. We got the
Scarlet. Miss Scarlett
Glenn Gay, Gary Gay Ross.
Glenn Gay. What is it?
No, it was Glenn Very Glenn Gay.
Yeah, that's right.
Gay Chandler Gay Ross.
Glenn Very Glenn Gay.
How about a show called Gay Friends?
Gay Joey. Yeah,
your job's a joke, you're broke.
You're gay.
And you're fucking gay.
The sound is them sucking dick.
Yeah, all three people on Funny Moms have been on Cumtown.
That's
They're
right,
all Cumtown alums.
Timmy Dillon,
Tim
Bonnie Dillon. McFarlane.
Be any more gay?
PD Dat Boy and Bonnie McFarlane.
But Rachel, I thought you had a dick.
No, Ross. I told you years ago. I'm a woman.
But I thought I could suck your dick.
That's good. That's good. That's very funny.
Tonight on Gay Friends, following Gay Seinfeld. And then later on The Gay Simpsons.
And Marge, regular. I have terrible news.
And all then right. Regular Frasier.
We're not going to top that.
That's
good. A good one. And Adam is especially not going to top that, so don't say anything. That's the end of the show. Thanks, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.